Saving money on appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. Hope your day is starting off well. It's certainly starting off brighter than last we spoke, because taking a look outside, I can already see the sun coming up. I guess that's the benefit of daylight savings. Still not a fan of it. Still think it's kind of silly. It's 2024. We don't need it anymore. We have completely ruined time. That's the thing, is I used to like not understand when people said time is an illusion. I never understood when people would say that, because I was like, no, we can document it. It's a real thing. But it doesn't really change anything. Like, you could completely make up new times for everything, and it doesn't change what actually happens as a result of it. So I think, you know, it's still just the rotation of the earth around the sun, and that's really all that it, in the rotation of the earth, it's all that it comes down to. And when it just keeps doing it, one day is really no different than the other. But we have completely ruined time with time zones and different calendars, and so none of it matters. I guess the only thing that really matters is that you get up and you get to where you got to be on time. No pun intended. But other than that, I guess some people are happier because the sun will be up earlier when they wake up, but they're going to be upset later on when the sun is already set before they even get home from work. But I guess now the days just start getting longer, right? You start to feel like they're getting longer. Anyway, I feel like yesterday was the longest day ever. I woke up at 10 o'clock because I went to bed about 2 o'clock in the morning the night before. So I slept till 10 a.m. Got up, got ready to leave to go run some errands, and then said, meh, I don't feel like it. I'll do it later on in the week. So I just stayed home, watched the Patriots. And then like around 6 o'clock, I was ready to go to bed. I said, why am I so tired now? Even if it wasn't daylight savings, it would be only 7 p.m. Why am I so tired? So it definitely messes with you. Hopefully you have adjusted and you are getting up and ready to go this morning. Speaking of ready to go, Have you ever been more ready to go for an election? Have you ever been more ready for it to be over? Even though it's not going to be over, they're warning us. It's going to take days before we can give you an actual answer. Luckily, in Massachusetts, we have enough local intrigue to keep us interested in the early days here, because we've got 5 ballot questions. We have a couple of contested local races here on the South Coast. We have a U.S. Senate race. We have a congressional race for much of the South Coast. So we've got enough going on here to make Wednesday an interesting day for discussion and news. It won't just be that we're hanging on waiting to see what happens with the presidential election. But also at the same time, yeah, I'm ready for it to be over. And I've already decided that, you know, one way or another, I just want it to be done, and then we can move on from there. As I said last week, the world is not going to end no matter which candidate gets elected. I'm sure we'll still have the doom and gloom discussions from people, the calls of people one way or the other, depending on, you know, it doesn't matter which person wins. There will be people from the other side calling up and saying, well, now I hope you're happy, America. But we'll come out of it fine. One might make more work for the next person to be in that office, but we'll come out of it fine, because we always have. That being said, have you already cast your ballot? Have you already voted? Have you already gone and early voted, or sent in a mail-in ballot, or whatever it else, you know? Because I guess you've got to say at this point, those who are undecided still might be undecided right up until the moment they walk into the voting booth and either press a button, pull a tab, put pen to paper, whatever it may be. And honestly, I don't know how you could be undecided at this point. I'm not even talking about looking at the candidates and what they've done, especially in recent days. I'm talking about, like, it's been how long now? If you are still undecided at this point, you are the kind of person that I never want to go out to eat with. Because I'll say, hey, where do you want to go? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Like, if you're undecided at this point, you're the kind of person that we pull into the restaurant after we've already made the decision to go there. And then you say, yeah, you know what? On second thought, I don't really feel like, yeah. Okay, fine. We'll drive to the other place. And then we get to the other place. We pull into that parking lot. You know what? Let's go back to the other place. Like, that's who is undecided at this point. The people that you don't want to go to the restaurant with, the people that you don't want to go to the movies with. Want to go to the movies? Yeah, that sounds great. What do you want to see? We'll decide when we get there. Well, that's not going to go well. So that's who's undecided at this point. I don't think it's people that are, I guess, serious about that choice, or just completely over serious about it, that they're overthinking it. But you saw the news all weekend long. I noticed CNN had all of its, because my TV's always on CNN, so I'll turn off the, you know, whatever I'm watching on the DVR and there'll be some CNN programming on, and then I'll watch that for a few minutes until I like turn on the next thing in the DVR or put the next thing on demand or start streaming. Because yesterday was Sunday, I had to watch the new episode of From and the new episode of Tulsa King. But I noticed that on CNN, they had their regular weekday lineup. Wolf Blitzer, Aaron Burnett, Anderson Cooper, Kaylin Collins, Abby Phillip, Laura Coates. They had them all. And I was thinking to myself, do they work an extra day? Are they going to get, I'm sure they're going to get some time off because they're going to be there all night Tuesday. So they're probably thinking, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, one of those days, they'll give them a day off. Hopefully Friday, if we have an answer by then. But that's the other thing, too, is you say, well, do we want to put somebody else in there when we're ready to make the call, the projection? So it's a rough situation to be in. And in fact, I can tell you right now, we looked into having some election coverage here tomorrow night. And for that very reason, we decided against it. We said, you know what? There's not going to be any answers. It's just going to be a bunch of speculation for hours and hours. And honestly, if it's a nail biter like that, people are tuned into the television. So our regular programming will be on tomorrow night. You'll get the news updates. But then this way here, we don't have to scramble to cover later on in the week when people are exhausted from, you know, being here all night Tuesday. But again, it's going to be a tiresome affair for those who are trying to cover this. I think having what happened in 2020 will give them a little bit better idea of clock management. I noticed that, at least for CNN, they said that their election coverage starts at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm like, well, first of all, why? Secondly, when does your election coverage stop? Like, you've been doing it, covering it nonstop. I guess it'll be the fancy graphics package and, you know, every 10-minute cutaways to the big wall. But it'll still be a night where people will be glued to their televisions, people who care. There'll be other people who say, just let me know when we have a winner. I'm going to go watch, I don't know what else is on Tuesday nights. Is that Dancing with the Stars night? I don't know. It won't matter anyway, because all the networks will have election coverage too. So you're it's either streaming or DVR, or you're watching election coverage. And then a few more days of waiting to find out who the winner is, and then hopefully we just move on from there. Hopefully this isn't another months and months of being bogged down and rerunning this election. And then before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. Then it'll be Christmas. Then it'll be New Year's. Then you'll blink, it'll be Inauguration Day. I don't know about you, but I know that I was out a lot, but October really flew by. I have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that it is November now. And since it is November, what do we do here at WBSM every November? Well, it's time for our Hunger Heroes food drop coming up in just a couple of weeks. So it's going to be happening on Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at Aldi in Dartmouth. So if you are unfamiliar with how this works, it's super easy. What we're doing is we're trying to create 1,000 Thanksgiving meals for needy families on the South Coast. And we don't need turkeys because the United Way takes care of that. They give them a voucher for turkey, ham, roast beef, whatever it is that they want to have for their Thanksgiving kind of featured item. And then what we're collecting is all the sides. So we're looking for stuffing, cranberry sauce, gravy, etc. And there are kind of certain restrictions about what we're looking for. You can read all about it at WBSM.com. And it's so easy. You just pull up to us in the Aldi parking lot. And in fact, we might even be under, you know, right at the front door again like we were last time. You just pull right up to us. You don't even need to get out of the car. Just say the bags are in the back seat or the bags in the trunk and pop the trunk. We'll unload for you. And then you can just drive away. So you're not even getting out of the car. Sometimes during our Thanksgiving Hunger Heroes food drop, it can get a little chilly. Why get out of the car? We'll do all that for you. And then, if you don't have any of the items, you can walk right into Aldi, and they'll have a section set up by the register with the items that we're looking for. So you can pop in there and just get what it is that you want to donate right there. And then bring it out and give it to us. So it couldn't be any easier to take part and to help these needy families have a nice Thanksgiving meal. And then what happens is the week after, volunteers get together and they start actually putting together the baskets. And they put it all together and then the United Way gives it to the families who need them. But it's a very special day, and it's always great to see the people that come out and donate. And it might be, you know, somebody might donate one box of stuffing. They might donate one can of cranberry sauce, but every donation helps. And if you still can't donate, if you still can't make it out there on Saturday, November 16th, from 10 to noon at Aldi in Dartmouth, you can go online. There's a link in the story at WBSM.com. We can go right on to their Amazon wish list and donate. So again, it couldn't be any easier to help out these families this Thanksgiving. And they appreciate it, and so do we. And Hunger Heroes Food Drop is made possible by our friends at Ish Schwartz Appliance, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Carefree Homes, and Aaron Pools and Spas. All right, I'm going to take my first break of the morning, 508-996-0500. We also have App Chat open on the WBSM app. You can also send in open line voicemails if you want to record your message and send that over. It's also on the WBSM app. And we'll talk to you in all those different ways coming up in just a few moments. But right now, we'll take a quick break. Welcome back in. Of course, that is Michael Jackson's Wannabe Startin' Somethin' from the Thriller album. And that album produced by the legendary Quincy Jones, who has passed away. If you haven't heard the news yet, he passed away at the age of 91. So there's a number of tributes that are out there to him today. But worked with everybody from Michael Jackson to Frank Sinatra and everybody in between. A statement from his family confirmed his death and said that he died peacefully at his home in Bel Air, California, surrounded by his family. And he oversaw some of the biggest recordings of all time, including Thriller, including the We Are the World session, with his famous line of telling everybody that came into the room to check their egos at the door. Got his start in jazz in the 1950s at age 19, became a film composer in the 60s, and by the 70s was already being sought after as one of the most genius producers that ever lived. So R.I.P. Quincy Jones, a true legend, And definitely listen to some of the music that he worked on today in his honor. Right now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the rest of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
It's the eve of Election Day, with the candidates in a close race, cleanup after tornadoes in Oklahoma, and a Christmas classic packs its bags.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Polls are showing an extremely close race just ahead of Tuesday's presidential election. The latest NBC News poll shows Vice President Harris and former President Trump locked in a dead heat. Each candidate received 49% support in the national poll. It's similarly close in key swing states. Both candidates making headlines over the weekend. The Trump campaign says the former president was looking out for the media when he was talking about assassination attempts against him. Trump made the comment during a Sunday morning rally in Pennsylvania.
To get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much because... I don't mind.
In a statement, Trump's campaign spokesman said he stated the media was in danger and should have had a glass protective shield as well. The spokesman added, quote, there can be no other interpretation of what was said. The statement ended, quote, he was actually looking out for their welfare far more than his own. And Harris made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live with comedian Maya Rudolph, who's been playing Harris on the show in the run-up to Election Day.
I'm going to vote for us. Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania? Nope, I am not. Well, it was worth a shot. And live from New York, it's Sunny!
In the final episode of SNL before the election, Harris bantered back and forth with Rudolph in a mock pep talk, cracking jokes about her name, her laugh, and Donald Trump. The show was hosted by comedian John Mulaney and featured Chappell Roan as a guest performer. Other presidential hopefuls have made appearances on SNL in recent years, including Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in 2015 and Barack Obama in 2007. A member of the Federal Communications Commission tweeting over the weekend that Harris's appearance may have violated equal time rules. More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the election, including one from Harris, who voted by mail. And nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in just the last week. There's more spending to go in the hours before the election. Lisa Carton with the details.
Data from the ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political ads during the seven-day span alone. And the spending isn't over just yet, with various groups expected to burn through another $300 million in ads between now and Election Day. Presidential candidates have spent a combined $272 million on ads. I'm Lisa Carton.
Cleanup and damage assessment is underway after several tornadoes touched down in the Oklahoma City area on Sunday. Oklahoma City police say severe damage and several non-life-threatening injuries were reported. The severe weather knocked out power to tens of thousands, and golf ball-sized hail was reported in parts of eastern Oklahoma. And an American Christmas TV classic is switching networks. Here's Scott Carr.
It's a homecoming of sorts.
Mom!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is leaving CBS for NBC. The stop-action animation feature will be leaving its longtime home network to return to NBC, which actually premiered the film 60 years ago.
I just thought I found a way to fit in.
You'll never fit in!
The special ran on NBC from 1964 through 1971 before moving to CBS. They plan to air it Friday, December 6th, the exact same date that it first aired in 1964. I'm Scott Carr.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the Tennessee Titans 20-17 on Sunday. They head to Chicago to play the Bears this coming Sunday. Celtics in Atlanta to play the Hawks tonight at 7:45. And Bruins back on the ice in Toronto with the Maple Leafs on Tuesday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunny on the South Coast today, a high of 56 degrees and a low of 47. For Tuesday, a warm front moves in with some clouds and a boost in temps to the upper 60s, maybe even 70. We're back in the 70s for Wednesday with lots of sunshine, colder and rain possible later in the week. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. And yes, the choice is yours. You have a very important choice to make this week. A decision that will affect your life both in the immediate future and for the prolonged future as well. A huge choice to make, which is, do you enter to win Pentatonix tickets or do you enter to win a family four-pack of Vitaville tickets? Because we are giving away both this week. And you can only win one. Actually, you don't have to choose. You can enter both, but you can only win one. And you can enter both right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you would like to throw your name in there as a possible contender. And the Pentatonix tickets, or to see Pentatonix at Mohegan Sun. They are coming for a holiday performance. Hallelujah, it's a Christmas tour. And the show is actually Thursday, November 14th. You can still get tickets right now from Ticketmaster.com, but we've got your chance to enter to win a free pair of tickets just by putting in your information at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And if you've never seen Pentatonix perform, check out some of their videos on YouTube. Fantastic a cappella group. I mean, amazing. And this is a holiday theme show that will definitely get you in the mood for the upcoming holiday season. And of course, nothing gets you in the holiday season more than a trip to Vitaville, right? And Vitaville is opening up. Can you believe it? They're already opening up this week, Friday, November 8th, for the Festival of Lights. And you could be the lucky winner of a family four-pack of tickets. Again, both of these contests are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they're going to have their big holiday tasting event coming up this Saturday from 1 to 4. I'll be there for that. Come out, hang out with me, sample some stuff, and get some great gift ideas for the holidays as well. Maybe you want to get somebody a membership to the Rack House Club. It's another great gift idea for the whiskey, bourbon, or rye fan in your life. So you heard Phil mention, you heard the news mention that story about a change for one of the most beloved holiday specials as we're talking about the upcoming holiday season. And I can't believe Rudolph is leaving CBS because I get it. I heard them, it started off on NBC and it was on NBC for the first 7-8 years of its life. But my entire life, it's been on CBS. In fact, I play the CBS special presentation as a bumper. You know, we've got, I'm going to play it right now. That is synonymous to me with Rudolph and Frosty. I know they ran it for other things as well. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Some of the Garfield specials. But I just always will associate that forever with watching Rudolph and Frosty. And even as a teenager, I still would make it a point to sit down for the annual viewing of Rudolph. And then as I got older and my son was born. Like, we made sure that we had that day. And sometimes I would be watching it on CBS when it was premiering. Sometimes I'd be watching it on DVD, but I still made sure that I kind of watched it when it was on. In fact, there was one Friday night I was working at the Standard Times, and it came on, and I put it on my little TV that I had on my desk. Actually, Buddy Thomas's desk, and I watched it while I was sitting there working. Because for me, that was like the start of the holiday season. You watch Rudolph, and then, which used to be on around, I want to say, it was well after Thanksgiving. But now they run it earlier and earlier. But that's a touchstone moment for me in the holiday season is when that would run. I haven't seen it in years, but I still know every word, still know every song. It was one of the few Christmas CDs that I had was the... I had the very special Christmas albums, and I had the soundtrack to Rudolph. And I still remember, like, saying to my ex-wife when we were dating, like, there's another song. There's a song they don't put in there anymore. And you hear them. They play the music for it, but they cut the song on, and then they put that back in a few years ago. Kind of restored it to the original version. And it's just, for me, it's the classic seminal holiday special. And I watched all the other Rankin Bass holiday stuff. None of them matter as much to me as Rudolph. So it'll be interesting to, you know what, I'll probably watch it when it's on NBC. I forget when they said the date was, but maybe I'll tune in and watch it live, like old times. Except now I'm a grown adult and it'll be just me and it'll be kind of weird, but that's all right. Because there's a few things that are like my holiday musts. Not a lot, but there's a few. I have to listen to Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving. I have to hear U2's Christmas, Baby Please Come Home before Christmas. And I can do it like Christmas Eve. I can wait until then to listen to Christmas music. But that's the first Christmas song I listen to every year. That intentionally. And I have Corned Beef and Cabbage on St. Patrick's Day. Those are like my must-dos on a holiday. But Rudolph used to be part of that tradition. Going to Edaville every year used to be part of that tradition. I'm starting to bring that back, even if I'm going by myself. And, you know, those are kind of the things that get me in the spirit. Because I will be on, and the reason why I started going back to Edaville is because I found that I also always wasn't in the Christmas spirit. So that certainly helps a little bit. Maybe watching Rudolph will help me again. And maybe it'll rekindle some of that original magic I felt with it. Just looking up to see when that date was of when it's going to be. Friday, December 6th. Which is the same date it premiered on back in 1964. But interestingly enough, wow, this is an interesting article from Vulture. Interestingly enough, the first time that Rudolph aired in 1964, it wasn't on in prime time. It aired from 5:30 to 6:30. And NBC is airing an extended version of Rudolph, devoting 75 minutes with commercials to the telecast. There'll also be an encore showing on December 11th. And this is also interesting, too. Frosty the Snowman is moving to NBC as well, the first time it's ever aired outside of CBS. That's going to air the night before Rudolph on Thursday, December 5th at 8:30 p.m. And again, will also air December 11th. But they are not going to be streaming on NBC. Just like they weren't streaming on CBS all these years either. Because they don't have exclusive rights to them. They also air as part of Freeform's 25 Days of Christmas. So I'm also checking out so NBC still owns has the rights to How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which it also took from CBS. See, that's so weird to me that these are not CBS shows. And what is CBS doing that's letting these traditions go away? Is there another NCIS they want to run? Sorry, can't show holiday specials. We've got to have a marathon of The Neighborhood. I don't know anybody that's ever watched The Neighborhood. In fact, I don't really know anybody that watches CBS shows, yet they're always in the top of the TV ratings. I don't know anybody that's like, oh, I got to get home, NCIS is on. Like, I don't know anybody that watches any of the network shows, really. We'll be back in just a few moments.
We like the breeze float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why's it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light blue suede boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I found another bit of interesting information from the story about these holiday specials. So not only is Frosty and Rudolph moving to NBC, but ABC is also now running Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Do you remember that one? That was the one that was narrated by Fred Astaire. And it featured the Burgermeister Meisterburger. I think a lot of people remember that character. Maybe they don't remember the special per se, but they remember the character. That is going to be on ABC. And that was one that I remember as a kid. You didn't really see, like, that kind of bounced around a little bit. You never really knew when that was going to air. But that's going to be on ABC on December 3rd. But that's going to be on, it's a Tuesday night. It's going to be on at 9 o'clock at night. So I guess they're really counting on the fact that kids don't want to watch that. That it's going to be just nostalgic adults. Because how many kids that would watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town are going to be awake at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night? Unless they're just thinking parents are going to DVR it to show the kids later. It will be rebroadcast later on. But still, some of the timing of this just seems weird. Is the era of the holiday special over? I know they've been producing less and less of them. And when they do, they've been streaming only events. But like, for example, they had a Family Guy Halloween special, but it only aired on Hulu. Didn't air on Fox, because Family Guy isn't going to air on Fox until January. The Simpsons did have their Treehouse of Horror last night. It was a pretty good one, too. But it just seems weird the way they're doing things. I guess I've got to adapt this to the idea that TV, as we know it, has completely changed. But you know what hasn't changed? Leaving the TV on all the time, even though they're more energy efficient, will still drive up your electric bill. And let's face it, we've all got TVs, monitors, things that we leave on all the time, stuff plugged in and charging. And when you get that electric bill, you open it up, and trust me, it's only going to go up from here. You're going to say, oh my gosh, what's going on? How can I cut back? How can I save money? And one way you can save money is by investing in solar. By going solar with Isaacson Solar, they can come to your house and talk to you and answer all your questions about it, but also they can talk to you about innovative ideas to help you go solar. So it's not just about putting panels on your roof. It's about being able to put them anywhere on your property and even constructing new things on your property for the solar panels that also serve a dual purpose, like a carport that will double as a solar panel repository, like a solar pavilion where you can get some nice shade on a sunny day outside, but still be collecting the sun's rays to use for energy. You can see examples on their Facebook page, the Isaacson Solar Facebook page, but if you want to have them come out and talk to you and answer all your questions and give you a free, no obligation quote, well then go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and they will come out, they will talk to you, they will take a look at it, at your home, your property, and give you some ideas on where you can put solar panels if your home is a good fit. Again, isaacsonsolar.com. Let me take my one final break of this hour, and we'll be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. Carol Ann says, what about A Charlie Brown Christmas? Where is that going to be airing this year? Well, it's still under the control.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.